Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host, recording in the studio today as I export a video, so there may be a little bit of noise going on in the background. Anywho, I just got back from visiting Turtle Wax headquarters, and before I go any further, I want to give a huge shout out to today's sponsor, which is autofiber.com. If you're looking for premium microfiber towels at a really fair rate, which is becoming kind of the reoccurring theme in my life and the podcast and the YouTube channel and all that, is finding brands, and it's definitely a reoccurring theme in today's episode, is finding brands that give you a fair product at a fair price, or an incredible product at an incredible price, right? Depending on, those are just semantics, I think. So with that, Autofiber and autofiber.com, autofiber.com.au, and autofiber.ca are all places where you can get quality microfiber towels, kind of without the hype, at quality pricing. And it's a really good trade-off. So check that out. Obviously, you can use the code Jimbo at checkout, which you could use the code Jimbo across all the interwebs. And you may get some discounts, you may not, depending on what website you're on. Anyway, so I just got back from Turtle Wax headquarters, which, let me just give you guys some context on how insane that is. I was a single man mobile detailer in Southern California that, guys, I wasn't on the forums, I wasn't in the Facebook groups, nothing. I was strictly in my own world detailing cars until I had the idea, or actually got the idea from someone else, to start this thing called a podcast. And that has since progressed into all the things that you guys know, love, and all that today. The reason for me setting it up like that is to give you hope, to give you encouragement, that if you are a one-man, part-time detailer, whatever, and you think you're not enough, or you're not really a professional yet, or you got to do this, or you got to do that, I'm here to tell you that if I can do this and get the opportunity for a company that's been around for as long as they have, like Turtle Wax, but not only Turtle Wax, I've been to Meguiar's, I've been to, met up with Adam Batali, all these cool things, sat down with Barry Meguiar, Randy Doyle, Jason Rowe, all the big names in the industry, I've been able to leverage this thing called the podcast and the YouTube channel to get to those people and have meaningful conversations with them, which has been incredible, because all those people and all the people I've had on the podcast are incredible people. And I know sometimes we can get kind of sucked into the trolls and all that, but I always think, like, at the core of our industry are a bunch of really awesome people. So I tell you all that because I've been shouting from the rooftops of, like, hey, create content and put it out on the internet, because you never know what can happen. And this is just a testament of that, of, like, I never had an agenda, or I guess I did kind of have an agenda for diversification of income and kind of all that stuff. But really beyond that, I didn't know what could come of this internet thing. And it's turned out to be amazing, and I want it to be amazing for you too. And therefore, if you want to have a detailing business and create content around that, that's amazing. And if you want to get free product and kind of that's your motive, definitely start a YouTube channel and gain a little bit of a following. You're going to get free product galore. And so I'm trying to bring you guys kind of in on the backside of the successes that I'm seeing because of the internet, and trying to give you tips and tricks and advice to do the same, so you could see the same success in whatever area you want. It's a ton of work. It's not easy. And it takes a long time, but it definitely can be done. And the reason why I preface what I'm about to say with all that is because, guys, I had an incredible freaking time. Incredible. And to think, you know, I was flying back on the plane, and to think, wow, you know, a company that's been around for 75 years, and I've thought about it even with Meguiar's, right? Or sitting down with Adam Batali at Pebble Beach, you kind of have these, like, surreal moments of, like, holy crap, I'm at this, like, you know, for Adam, for example, we sat in front of the Bentley house at Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance to do a podcast. Like, are you freaking kidding me? You know, it's like, it's just insane, right? Insane. So that these moments of time that happen to me can also happen to you if that's what you aspire to have, right? And if you don't aspire to have those moments, maybe you aspire to have just a thriving detailing business, right? And the base of all that is creating content and putting it out online helps with all of that. And that's why I encourage you, you don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be the best editor. You don't have to be any of that. Just start doing it and you will naturally progress in it as you do it. Guys, I still get hit up all the time with people that tell me my audio levels suck, the guest is too low, the guest is too high, I'm too quiet, blah, 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 blah. And to be honest, I sometimes don't know how to fix that, right? So I don't know what to do about it. But the point isn't, you know, the levels on or off, or the video in the shade or the sun, or the audio is bad or this or bad. The point is that you keep doing it. You take that as constructive criticism and you try to make it better and then you keep moving forward, right? So the point of this episode is to have encouragement, but also based on the title, I want to give you the three things I learned from visiting Turtle Wax headquarters. And then beyond that, thank you to Turtle Wax and the Turtle Wax brand and Turtle Wax family. They're still family owned, which is another insane stat. I guess I could add that to my list of things that I learned. They're owned by the Healy family. They were started in Chicago, still reside in Chicago. In fact, about 40 minutes, I guess, west of downtown Chicago in a town called Addison. I believe, I don't know, I'm geographically not smart, so could be wrong there. Anyway, they're a family-owned business, which is incredible when you think about the brand recognition that they've been able to pull off and have. It's insane. It's funny because everyone has a Turtle Wax story, whether that's good or bad or indifferent. Everyone has a Turtle Wax story. And when you think about that from a marketing and branding standpoint, that is something that I think the only other company that would have that, or the only other couple companies that would have that same status in our industry, would be Meguiar's and probably Armorall. But between those three, I think everyone has a story and everyone, So I guess Armorall is the only company I haven't really talked to. That's kind of the big three, but whatever. Maybe Mother's also shares in that a little bit. Very brand recognizable, legacy brand, been around for a long time. Anyway, so based on the videos that I've been doing for, not for Turtle Wax, but with Turtle Wax products, their global director of marketing and brand development reached out to me and said, hey, we love what you're doing with the studio. Think it's awesome. I'm part of their Detailers Collective, which they send products out to detailers. I don't know how you could sign up for that. I would probably just Google. I saw it on their Instagram, so I would probably just Google like Detailers Collective Turtle Wax. And they send you out product to review and all that, whatever. So I'm a part of that. And they said, we appreciate that you're a part of that. We love what you're doing. And honestly, I'm just sharing none of the videos that I've ever done for Turtle Wax. And even up into this point, I've never received one penny from Turtle Wax, not one cent. I will be transparent. They paid for my trip to visit them. But beyond that, I have never received compensation across anything for their products to do reviews on their products. It's simply a play that I, when you're creating content, you're constantly trying to find ways to be different, because being different with your content gives you leverage, and leverage leads to more followers, more views, more likes, more everything when you're different. Some people choose to be controversial, which I'm guilty of as well, and you saw that through my cheap versus expensive videos. And then another way is just to be different and to latch onto legacy brands and try to ride their coattails to gain a following, and that's exactly what I started doing with the Turtle Wax brand. I thought to myself, who is a brand that I feel like has a lot of reach, a lot of leverage, that is not being talked about at all? And it just so happened to be the Turtle Wax brand. And then on top of that, like the cherry on top, I found out that they make some pretty good products, and they've kind of been pigeonholed into this spot where people believe that they're cheap and don't work, which I will be transparent. A lot of their green bottle stuff is not very good. Some of it is good. The trim restoration is not good. The old school wax is not good. They definitely do have some products that aren't winners at all, right? but they have some major winners. And so anyway, the point of this podcast is my three takeaways that I learned from visiting Turtle Wax headquarters. But I felt like it was important to kind of encourage you guys through that. And by the way, I'm still not receiving any compensation for any videos that come out. So as of the time of this recording, I'm not receiving any compensation. I'm definitely under an NDA with them because I've seen some of their innovations that are coming out in the future. And so I'm definitely also walking a tightrope talking about this podcast because I want to talk about as much as I can without getting myself into too much trouble or potentially squashing any relationship in the future. So with that, let's walk the tightrope, right? So the three things I learned, and I hope they all kind of play together, and I'm so glad that I have a podcast that I can just kind of sit here and freely talk about it, and I don't have to worry about time restraints. And if you want to listen, great. If you don't, great. Like the Auto Detailing Podcast is really a place where I can get my thoughts, feelings, emotions across. I can interview other people who could do that. And then hopefully we're cultivating this awesome database of just content, encouragement, tips, tricks, skills, all that. So, and I consider the podcast kind of my home, my family. And so that's why when cool things like this happen, I really want to bring you guys in on it, and not only bring you in on it, but bring you behind the scenes and share with you how cool it really is. And I know that there's a ton of people that ghost follow this that'll also be listening, from other brands to all kinds of things. So again, this is not sponsored. This is just off the cuff. Me and my studio kind of trying. I've done this before where I just try to capture my real raw thoughts and emotions about a situation that I've just went through. I think I did the same thing with Pebble Beach and a few other times. I've just kind of tried to wrap my brain around what has just happened to me and then try to explain that through words, which if you follow me at all, you know I'm not very good with. So the first thing is the very first thing that became extremely clear to me at Turtle Wax when I toured their office, saw their R&D facility, saw their detail bay, met with their chemist, met with their senior executive staff, met with the for lack of a better term, the minions. That support that upper level, C-level staff, is that this is definitely not your grandfather's wax company. Caveat, it is, but it's not. So it is from the standpoint that they have a lot of products that the formulas haven't changed or have changed very little, right? Depending upon the formulas and I guess regulation. Obviously, they've been around about 75 years, so regulation has probably vastly changed. I would only assume, I don't know this for sure, but I would assume that the raw materials and materials that were available 75 years ago have probably changed, and that could be state by state or country by country. However, I'm only making that assumption. But so they have those kind of, I would call them crappy products, the old paste waxes that haze and dry and dust and would be a nightmare if you got on black trim. They're a trim restorer, you know, and I'm sure there is a slew of other products in their line that I haven't tried that just aren't good, right? But I think that's fair to say about a lot of brands, that it's extremely difficult and virtually impossible, and I don't even know that you want it to be true, that one product brand would have phenomenal products across the board. I just feel like, and the reason why I think that can't be true is because that each individual person has preferences in different areas, uses stuff differently, and people live in different areas. So for one product brand to have great products across the board is virtually impossible, right? That's why mostly every product brand has a product that sucks, because it may suck for me in California and be phenomenal for them in Chicago or Florida or Nebraska or Tennessee or Europe or Australia or Asia or China or whatever, right? So products work differently in different markets and different circumstances, obviously. That's why they suck some of the time. Anyway, so this is not your grandfather's wax company. It is, because they still make it and they still hit those incredibly low price points. But I'm telling you, the innovation and the mindset, I think, is the thing that blew me away the most. The mindset and the viewpoint that they hold on the industry, the mindset that they have from a development standpoint is second to none. Now, granted, I got a lot more access with them than I've had with other brands. However, their innovation and technology, which I unfortunately cannot talk about, and I even hesitate saying this, is so far advanced, it's almost too far advanced, which is probably a difficult thing, I would assume. For example, let me give you an example, and this was actually my third point, but I'll turn it into my second because it seems to be relevant. Turtle Wax Ice Spray Wax, or the Ice line, I did not know this, so this is something that I learned, has been out for about 14 years. So currently in the middle of 2019, you're looking at that coming out about 2005, and they told me the exact like year, but I can't remember. I think it was like 2004, 5, or 6, right in there. So about 14 years. That product, and kind of they use that as the base for Seal and Shine, and which is also another phenomenal product. But think about that. That product, when I tested it against the Griot's product, which is another company I was fortunate enough to go see, interview, had an awesome time, all because I had this little podcast thing, which is crazy to me. Oh, that threw me off because I just remembered them. But when I compared that to the Griot's product, that was, what, less than a year ago. So that product, 14 years after its launch, is still a phenomenal product that is outbeating new products in the $40 to $50 range per bottle at under 10 bucks, right? But think about that. That product launched 14 years ago. So think about how advanced that product was 14 years ago, let alone today it seems like an advanced product for its durability and ease of use and shine and all that stuff. I'm talking about 14 years ago, four or five years before I even started to create a detailing business, when paste wax and spending all day on Saturday to wax your car was still a thing, Turtle Wax launched a product and it's kind of a sleeper, right? Well, a sleeper in, I have no idea what the sales are on it, but a sleeper in the sense of like, wasn't really on the top of everyone's tongue, at least detailing wise. You never heard about it. I never heard about Turtle Wax Ice Spray Wax. I never heard about it up until 8 months ago or a year ago that I decided to try it when I started to do this YouTube thing, which goes back to my original point, as if you are creating content, right? It is a long-term play. You have to have that mindset that creating content is long-term. Me, myself, have been doing this podcast going on 5 years. I still get people every week that have just found me. And it's like awesome that they just found me, and also extremely disappointing that it's taken 5 years for them to find me. What am I doing wrong? You know what I mean? I couldn't imagine how frustrating it is for people just to be experiencing the ice spray wax 14 years later. But if you think about that, that product is so relevant and even, I would venture to say, a little advanced for today's standards, yet it's a decade and a half old. So the technology in that is a decade and a half old. I mean, think about that. I didn't think about that until I was on the plane back of like, whoa, they were too early. Because it's basically a sprayable ceramic. Well, no, sorry, a sprayable sealant. Right? Sure, it's called a spray wax, whatever, but it's really a sprayable sealant, right? In today's detailing terminology. So think about how advanced that was, and that innovation continues today. And that was one of the things I was most impressed about that I saw the first, is they're on their game. And sometimes when they have failures, it's because they're actually too advanced, right? So though they've been around forever, they're like a sleeper car that has a massive engine, but it looks like a little Civic, you know, like, I don't know, I guess the best term to call that would be like a sleeper, right? Like, it looks completely stock, but under the hood, it's like, has a massive engine that can smoke everything, right? That's kind of how my vision of this Turtle Wax brand has kind of morphed into. And I could be out on an island completely by myself, and everyone thinks this is the stupidest podcast ever. But my quest in doing this podcast and doing this YouTube channel and my little slogan of making you a better detailer is just to do that, to make you a better detailer. I started this podcast because I was fed up of overpaying for products that under-delivered, and I wanted to, since I had gained some confidence by getting years and years and years under my belt of detailing, I finally got to the place where I felt confident saying, you know what, that product is junk and overpriced, or this product is cheap and junk, which I've done with Turtle Wax products, right? So I'm not being a brand whore. I'm just... my overarching theme is to make you a better detailer, make us a better detailer, and lead the charge in demanding better products at fair prices. Look, I'm willing to pay $50, $100, $200, $300 for a bottle of wax, for a can of wax, whatever. I'm willing to pay whatever it takes, but I need that product to back that up, right? So on my never-ending search and quest to make myself a better detailer, make you a better detailer, becoming more efficient, more effective, all those things. Brand, the brand of the bottle, the brand of the product very quickly goes away. And it just comes down to, is this a good product? Is it not a good product? That's it. Now, for me, the brand gets in the way, whatever the brand is. And sometimes I try to leverage that or don't, or help them or don't, or whatever, depending upon the brand and the product in the bottle. But the overarching theme for me is, regardless of the brand, what is the product doing for me? What could the product do for you? Can you save some money and get a exceptional, inferior, or a better result with that product? And so why I've been on this like crazy tangent with Turtle Wax is the fact that I learned that it's not my grandfather's wax. Though my grandfather used it, has a story. My mom has used it, had a story. Everyone's had a story about a Sunday afternoon where they spent all day waxing their parents' car. They couldn't feel their right or left arm afterwards. Whatever the situation is, everyone has a story. The thing is that they've taken, unfortunately for them, taking that role of kind of becoming a dinosaur sleeper, right? And so, but going back through their line for me, starting with the ice spray wax and being so impressed with it, not knowing that it was 14 years old then, I decided to kind of like take a second look at it, because no one was doing it, right? Again, a differentiator for me, at least. No one's talking about it in the detailing space. Let me start going through this line, and then I start finding incredible products. So it's not your grandfather's wax company. They've been ice spray wax has been out for about 14 years, which proves that they're not your grandfather's wax company, because they're just, oh man, I wish I could tell you guys everything, but I would be in so much trouble if I did. But just know that Turtle Wax, I don't even know how I want to say it, because I do it a disservice by saying that they're not your grandfather's wax company. They are so incredibly advanced. I actually think that it's one of their hindrances is that they're too far advanced with technology, and that it doesn't, I was shown products that the downside to the product was, I don't think people would understand. That's how far advanced they are. So don't sleep on them for sure. And then the last one, and we'll kind of wrap this up. I'm not sure how long this has been going on. Holy crap. 24 minutes. Sorry about that. This was meant to be like a 10-minute podcast. The last one is that Turtle Wax has been around for a long time. 75 years they've been around. If you run a detailing business, you know how hard business is. If you work for a company that's been around for any amount of time, you understand how difficult running a business is. There's cycles, there's dips in the economy, there's all this stuff. And really, besides the Meguiars and the Armoralls of the world and maybe the Mothers, Turtle Wax fits into those companies as well. And it's really a small handful of companies that have been able to withstand all of the ups and downs that come around the world. And that's, we're talking about global brands. We're not even talking about brands that are only US, right? Which Mothers may fall into that category. I'm really not sure on them. Armoral, I assume, is global. Meguiar's is obviously global. and Turtle Wax is global, and I'm probably forgetting a couple others that may be global. Or but think about, you know, especially now with the internet, we see the injection of new product brands coming to market. They come and go, kind of like detailers with the seasons. Brands come and go, some last, some don't. But think about that. Every time a new brand enters the market, it nips at everyone else's heels, whether that be the Armorals and the Meguiars or the Turtle Wax or the Mothers or whatever. They not only nip at each other's heels trying to cross and get sales from each other, but then they have all these new brands popping up, nipping at the heels that want that spot on the shelf, want that positioning on Amazon, Walmart, AutoZone, O'Reilly's, whatever. So there's a lot that goes into it. And for a brand to sustain and be in the position that they are even today is an incredible feat. And I think, hopefully I'm kind of wrapping this all into a bow, that it plays to, and the same, you know what, the same could be said for Meguiar's. The same could kind of be said for Mothers, even though it's one of the companies that I'm rooting for the hardest and disappointed by the most because of their lack of innovation. So though this podcast is titled The Three Things I Learned at Turtle Wax Headquarters, it is definitely not a sponsored or a blown wind up Turtle Wax's skirt. It's just that we need to really think about our industry from a logical standpoint and go, wow, why is Meguiar still around? Why is Armorall, even through probably having the worst connotation about a product in that it cracks dashboards, how the heck has Armorall still been around? Maybe we should look at that. Even Mothers, you know, and I'm so disappointed in Mother CMX because I felt like that could have been an incredible product. I felt like that was their way. I was totally rooting for them. That was their way to come back and make a statement. And I feel like they kind of missed the boat on that, but maybe they'll come back again. But you know, with Turtle Wax, with the spray wax and Seal and Shine getting all the press, and then seeing the innovations that are coming down the pipe for 2020, you know, we really need to think about these legacy brands and like, how have they been around forever? Why have they been around forever? If Armorall really does crack dashboards, how have they been able to overcome that and still survive and still be sold in every freaking store ever? If Turtle Wax sucks that bad and they make junk products like it is believed they do, how are they still around? If you're a bad detailer, you go away, right? And so anyway, with that said, I wanted to thank the people of Turtle Wax. We had planned to do a podcast. I definitely met the people responsible for Ice Turtle Wax. I met the gentleman whose idea was Ice Seal or the Seal and Shine. It was his idea. I met the guy who formulated it, who made it. I tested it there, did a durability test there on it against their new innovations. I've met all those people, right? Met someone from the Healy family, which was awesome. And so all those things, right? And you can imagine me, I'm like, holy crap, I'm totally not deserving of this. If these people find out who I really am, they're going to kick me out. And to be honest, we had planned to do a podcast and actually even carve time out. And then we just got so caught up in just talking and just all that stuff and that we didn't do it. That's plain and simple. We just did not record a podcast. We talked about Ice Spray Wax. We did multiple podcasts about Ice Spray Wax. I just didn't record it. And so that is definitely still on the table to do in future. We'll probably do it via phone or maybe in person. I don't know. I guess that would require me going out or them coming out here, which actually may happen. It really may happen because winter sucks in Chicago area. So they said they try to travel west, so maybe we'll see them in the winter out here. Hey, maybe they'll come to the studio. How cool would that be? And I'll set up and you know what? I'm going to shoot for that. I'm going to shoot for them to come to me and then set up a little mic setup and do a podcast right here in the Auto Detailing Podcast studio, which would be insane. And so, yeah, with that, I want to encourage you guys to set some really I used to listen to this podcast, and they talked about setting big, hairy, audacious goals. Would that be BHAG, I think it was. Big, hairy, audacious goals that scare you because you can't attain it, and then you run into the problem that I'm running into now is once you start attaining the goals, you got to set new goals. So that's what I'm going to be working on now is setting new goals. I guess one of those I just set. They're going to come and talk about ice spray wax right here in the studio. So with that, guys, thanks for listening to me rant and kind of getting inside my head for the past half hour or so. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it brought value. I hope it wasn't like an ego trip that I just wanted to talk about it. I really don't, because I really want to bring you guys in into my world. And I just feel so grateful and fortunate that you guys choose to listen to this podcast, choose to watch my YouTube channel. And I hope that I'm over delivering on value to you without quote unquote selling out to any one brand, because it's really not about the brand to me. It's about making you a better detailer. So hope you guys enjoyed that one. Obviously, I appreciate everything that you support that I offer, from AutoFiber to housecallpro.com/ADP to the Detailer Inner Circle to Jimbo Daily. I know at times I throw a lot out at you guys and ask for a lot, but I just want to take the time. Maybe I'm emotional, and I just want to say thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. See ya.